Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You can get the app for all Apple products, iPod, iPad, and iPhone, by simply going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And you can also get it on the Google Play Store by searching Wake Up Call DT. All you have to do in the Google Play Store is search Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. Wake Up Call DT. I thank everyone that's downloaded the app as well as been on and got their free site press pass from WakeUpCallDT.com so you can listen, watch, and read 100% of WakeUpCallDT.com. Everyone that is a member gets everything. So WakeUpCallDT.com, get your free site press pass now. Very happy to be bringing you Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in the traditional sense every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, including throughout the week, Wake Up Call special engagements, those recruiting stories, leadership stories, one-on-ones that you won't find anywhere else. Those will all be added in as well. Hope you've been enjoying Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and I thank everyone that's been a loyal listener and a loyal follower to all the work I'm doing with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media for years. I'm hard to believe that this past November 2014 was 11 years for me as a sportscaster and as a writer. And I really honestly cannot thank God enough for the fact that he's truly given me something special in being able to wake up every day and do what I love. And I hope and I pray that for all of you that are listening in and for all of you that aren't listening, that you truly do what you love every single day, every minute of the day, that your job is something you love and it doesn't feel like a job or going to work, but you have fun. That being with your kids or your sister or your brother, or your mom, your dad, your wife, your husband, your partner, your best friend, your dog, your cat, wherever you are, that you have a great life, that you have fun and that you do what you love every single waking moment. And I get to do that and I'm thankful for it every single day. And that brings me to something else that I'm thankful for. And that's my partnership with Borio's Restaurant. It's taught me a lot. It's helped me to see a different side of Central New York. And it's helped me to see a family that truly does care about every single person that goes through the door. With Marty and Chuck and Tony at Borio's, I really can't thank them enough for the faith that they have put in me over time and for the care that they have in their product as far as their banquet rooms for bridal showers and weddings and sports ceremonies and all kinds of events, along with their wedding opportunities right out on the water, to the outdoor patio and the bar, to the bar inside, decorating for holidays, doing special things during the summer, having music series, snowmobilers having a place to stop and get something to eat, coming across the water of Oneida Lake, to the food, just good food, all kinds of food, all different types, food from all different backgrounds, coming together in one place. So I want to thank Borio's, and I implore you, if you've never been out there, or if you have been out there, to go out to 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. That's 8891 McDonald's, McDonnells Parkway in Cicero, New York, for the best seat in Central New York. Go out and enjoy yourself at Borio's Restaurant. And I bring up Borio's because they proudly bring to you this segment, Heads Underwater.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine.
A segment that is meant to talk about a team or a player or a coach who's head may be a little bit under the water, but as John Legend would say it, they're still breathing fine. This is Heads Underwater from Borio's Restaurant. And for this segment of Heads Underwater, I'm going to say that the person underwater but breathing fine is Rex Ryan, the former New York Jets head coach, been there for years. His first two seasons with the New York Jets, the Jets got to the AFC Championship game, knocked on the door of the Super Bowl. After that, it kind of went downhill. Mark Sanchez struggled a little bit, a lot of injuries, players leaving, no more Darrell Revis, Dustin Keller getting injured as a tight end who was the best weapon that Mark Sanchez had, his highest targeted weapon, someone who he seemed most comfortable with. Dustin Keller gets injured, then eventually he's not on the team anymore. You have a bunch of different running backs from Thomas Jones. And after Curtis Martin, pretty much, it went downhill with no offense. There's talent on the team, but nothing like they had in Curtis Martin. Thomas Jones, LaDainian Tomlinson, Chris Ivory, Chris Johnson. Not a lot to write home about. Sean Green. Nothing since Curtis Martin that really was substantial from the running game to getting rid of Wayne Hunter, who I like to call the Rock. Big Samoan, looked just like Dwayne Johnson. Somebody that I got to have on my show numerous times and really built a relationship with. He has three daughters. God bless him. And someone who just found a way to stay on the team. And then they traded him away to the St. Louis Rams. And that just continued the downward spiral of the Jets, which I thought this team for the last three seasons at least has been doomed. I didn't think that the talent that Rex Ryan had was going to win many games. I didn't think that Mark Sanchez, when he was there, could really do a lot because they had taken everything away from him. Bringing in Geno Smith causes problems with Mark Sanchez. Before that, bringing in Tim Tebow causes problems in the locker room and with Mark Sanchez as your quarterback. Because of the lightning rod that other people in the media, outside of myself, made Tim Tebow. And you bring in Michael Vick, which causes problems because of everything that he comes with. The New York Jets became a Broadway show. That's what they are right now. They're a Broadway show. They're not an NFL team. They're a Broadway show. And I'm not saying that to disrespect or respect. You could do the same, whichever one you feel comfortable with. I'm not disrespecting any New York Jets fans. I know New York Jets fans. Some New York Jets fans are some of my closest friends and followers. I'm saying that they can admit to me. And you know that it's true when someone could be a fan of something, and you could say to them, listen, it's not really a football team anymore. And they could say, well, you know, Dan, you're not wrong. It's not a football team. It's a Broadway show. It was just something to pass the time to get in the newspaper. The Giants were trying to win games and were getting Super Bowls, and the Jets were just trading and picking up free agents and doing stupid things that were going to get them publicity. Well, Rex Ryan's kind of toned it down a little bit from what it used to be. And I covered Rex Ryan for five straight seasons in SUNY Cortland during their training camp. Five straight seasons. I didn't do it this past season. I don't want to be around it anymore. Not because of Rex, but the organization just wasn't doing things right. Weren't treating people right. Weren't behind the scenes, just it didn't look good. It just didn't. And Rex, to me, was never a bad coach. I like his tenacity. I like his comedy. I like his charisma. I think those are things you have to have as a coach. But you need to win games, too, to stick around, and I understand that. But I didn't think he had the talent. Now, Rex Ryan goes on to a team that had a pretty darn good defense. There's four teams left in the NFL trying to make it to the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers are one of them, and guess what? Bills beat the Packers. And I know it was in Buffalo, but let's face it. Buffalo's cold and it snows. Green Bay's cold and it snows. So was it really because Green Bay was away from home? I don't think so. I don't think you could say the Bills won just because Green Bay was away from home. I don't think that's fair to the Bills. So when you look at Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills bringing him in, his head's underwater. He struggled since his first 2 years as a head coach in the NFL. His head's underwater because he's going to a team that he didn't build or put together, but Doug Marrone really didn't either because he was only there for two seasons. But he's going on a team that has young talent. He's going on a team that has Sammy Watkins, a team that has had a pretty good running game with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, a team that has a decent tight end in Scott Chandler, a team whose defense did some respectable things in the 2014-2015 season. So Rex Ryan's head's underwater, right? His head's underwater. But he's breathing fine in the sense of he went to a team that doesn't need as much work as the Jets. Rex Ryan took a step up. Who finished second in the AFC East behind the New England Patriots? Buffalo Bills, 9-7. Who finished last? The Jets. The Jets did. The Jets need help everywhere. Jets need a quarterback, running back, offensive line, wide receivers, a little bit better of a secondary. What do the Bills need? Quarterback, bring in a vet, keep some guys around, get a young guy, bring him in, get somebody else to take the pressure off of Sammy Watkins on the other side. Defense, got talent. Young talent, veteran talent. Things were working. So to me, in this segment of Heads Underwater, proudly brought to you by Boreo's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, Rex Ryan, yeah, your head's underwater. Your head is underwater, but guess what? You're breathing fine for a couple reasons. Like I said, you took a step up leaving the Jets. Jets firing you, best thing that could have happened. The Jets parting ways with anybody gives that person an opportunity to do better. At this point, and I'm not here to knock the Jets organization. I'm here to bring to light that the Jets organization is not making good decisions, not being smart, not trying to win games, want the publicity over the wins, and behind the scenes and in front of the scenes are not doing anything positive to really make people stand out and say, okay, not bad. It's the opposite right now. But the Bills? Bills have new ownership. The Pegulas. And they reach out to Rex Ryan. So, yeah, his head's underwater, but he's breathing fine because he's on a better team. And out of all the tough losses that the Jets have had, out of everything that's gone on since back-to-back to the AFC Championship, guess what? Rex Ryan was the first coach that was fired to be hired in the NFL. First coach fired to be hired. All the other coaches that were fired haven't found a job yet. So congratulations to Rex Ryan. Because although your head might be submerged underwater a little bit, I could hear you breathing. I could see the bubbles come up, and there's life there. And I've had this conversation about Rex Ryan. I don't think he's a bad head coach. And I had it with a Jets fan, longtime listener, Larry. Hope you don't mind I called you out, Larry. But I had this conversation. I said, Rex is not a bad coach. He's not. And obviously Larry's a Jets fan and Rex is leaving the Jets. But I said, listen, he's not a bad coach. He just needs to be tweaked a little bit. Just needs to tweak a little bit. Needs to be smarter in the guys he goes after. Can't sit out there and think that you can bring in somebody like a Vic. Because it's not going to work. And this is no offense to Vic. I'm not saying you can't be forgiven for something you should be forgiven. I mean, you can't ever do it again. If he has another dog ring, that would be awful. More than awful. There's not even a word for it. But I couldn't have Michael Vick, after all that, run my team. I just couldn't. I don't care if it was Peyton Manning. If Peyton Manning had a dog ring and tried to come back into the NFL, no thank you, Peyton. You can talk to the other 31 teams. I don't want it. I need leadership. Rex Ryan has to be better at looking for leadership. On the Jets, he had guys with a lot of egos. He's got to stay away from that. Bills are a blue-collar city, a blue-collar team. They don't want egos. You're not going to last with egos. Jim Kelly, as good as he was, where was his ego? Where was his ego? Thurman Thomas, where was his ego? Andre Reed, Bruce Smith. These are guys that went to work every single day. Fred Smirlis, who's been on the show before, a guy that I've been able to sit down with and talk with and had the pleasure of his company, noted as potentially the best nose tackle to ever play in the NFL. No big deal. Fred Smirlis, how you doing? So, the Bills are that blue-collar team. And Rex, one of the best things he can do right now is become that. I'm not saying don't be yourself, Rex. I'm not saying don't be yourself. I'm saying grow. Grow as a person. You have the charisma. You have the positivity. You have the rah-rah and get the guys going. You have that. Now, bring in that blue-collar side of it. Go look for the gritty players. Go get them. Because that's how you build a championship team. Heads Underwater, proudly brought to you by Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. The best seat in Central New York throughout every season is right on Oneida Lake at Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. For anything that you have going on, folks, bridal shower, baby shower, family reunion, class reunion, you're celebrating your team, giving out awards, your MVPs. Tournament, you want to bring them somewhere. High school team, bring them somewhere. College team, you want to bring them somewhere. You want to treat them nice. You want them to have good food. You want to give out awards. You want to spend some time. Maybe this is the last time that the coaches and the players will ever be together ever again. All in one room at the same time. Have it at Borio's. Because when it comes to a family atmosphere, the family of your team, the family of your friends, the family of your classmates, the family of your family itself. Only a family can truly know how to treat a family. Is that right? Go to Borio's Restaurant and let their family take care of your family. Call them now, 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And book one of their banquet rooms for your event, for your party, your get-together. Book it now. Because when it comes to their weddings and it comes to showers and events and team building, team, you know, end of the year. You ever have an award ceremony when you were growing up? And they bring you out to a really nice place, get food there, get a room to yourself, get to be as loud as you want, have a great time. Borio's Restaurant can give any age, any person, any time, an experience you can't get anywhere else. Call now before your banquet room gets sold out. 315-699-2249. They're constantly showing people the banquet rooms. They're constantly setting people up. The book is huge. If you don't call now, you might not have the day that you want. If you don't call right now, 315-699-2249, there's no promise that you are going to have the day that you need. Borio's Restaurant, they're busy. They're moving through people, talking to different people, getting with the community every single day that they're open. You need to call now, 315-699-2249. We'll take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. When I come back, we will hear from the Syracuse Orange men's basketball team after starting 3-0 in the ACC. Only two teams have done it. Virginia Cavaliers, who are the reigning ACC tournament champions and ACC regular season champions, and they're also ranked in the top two in the country. They're 3-0. Syracuse is 3-0. We'll talk to the Syracuse Orange after the break here. Find out who we're talking to in just a few moments here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formalwear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formalwear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formalwear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formalwear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMSpizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. On the line with me first in this one-on-one conversation with the Syracuse Orange after they start 3-0. Two road wins in the ACC, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, where they won the two games combined 3 points. A combined 3 points separated Syracuse from Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech on the road. They come home, they get a double-digit win against the Florida State Seminoles basketball team under Leonard Hamilton, which is not a team that can be overlooked. I know so many people pay attention to football. You cannot overlook this team. Syracuse got a victory over a team that has strengths and can do some good things and will do some good things throughout the ACC season and potentially beyond. The first person that you'll be hearing from is Tyler Roberson. My conversation with the second-year Syracuse forward right now.
Just wanted to go into this game, kind of what you were able to take away. You were able to get rebounds points-wise, you know, struggle a little bit. What did you see kind of from this one?
I struggled on offense, but that'll happen some games. But, I mean, I thought I did a good job of rebounding, and I think that's something I can do consistently, no matter whether I play good or bad on offense.
As far as the dynamic, how do you kind of see yourself fitting in? Do you feel like you have a role that you've kind of defined, or is it still kind of changing every game?
Every game I just go out there and play hard, and I try to do what I can, like whether it's rebounding or playing good defense and contributing in some way. And, it can change from game to game. Some games I may score more than others, but I think I got a pretty good idea like what I need to do to help the team out.
As far as your jump shot, where would you say it's at right now and your comfort, kind of your mechanics and everything?
I've been missing it lately, which is kind of weird, but I'm gonna get back in the gym and work on it and watch some tape and see why that is.
Yeah, what would you say, you know, just kind of quick response, how you would kind of view not making them when, you know, maybe you are making some in practice and doing what you need to do? What would you think is the disconnect right now before looking at the film?
I think some games I make them and some games I don't. I think it might just be something, I'm not sure. I honestly can't tell you. I think I just got to just get up a lot of reps and just stay consistent and trust it.
And then as far as what the team's been able to do, there's only two teams right now, Virginia and yourself, that are 3-0 to start off the ACC. What does that mean to you? Does it mean anything at this point?
No, it doesn't. It's still early on. I mean, we still got so many games to go. I feel like 3-0 is obviously nice, but I mean, we have to stay focused and get ready for the rest of the ACC games.
And lastly, as far as defining this team and what you're seeing right now, I mean, you guys have come together to kind of grind out a few wins there, obviously one at Georgia Tech and then the close one at Virginia Tech as well. What have you kind of seen from your teammates and how you kind of define this season so far as the grit and what you've been able to do so far?
I mean, early on in the season, I think we were losing a lot of these close games that we've been winning lately, so I think that's definitely good. I think we're definitely playing a lot better as a team and on defense, and I think we're getting better every game.
What did Villanova teach you? Because you have a 6-game winning streak since then. So what did that overtime game teach you?
It taught us that we have to – I think it was a good experience for now because we lost in that close game, and I think since then in close games we've been pretty good and we found ways to win. So I think it taught us or gave us experience for future close games like we've been having.
We'll take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. When we come back, you will hear from Caleb Joseph, true freshman point guard, here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app. You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned? Visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. As promised, Caleb Joseph, my one-on-one with him right here, right now.
Just what you've been seeing, you know, at this point in the season as far as, you know, being the point guard, having that vision, how comfortable have you been kind of feeling out there as far as what you've been able to take away so far?
I'm definitely getting a lot more comfortable every game we play. Today, my job is a little bit easier because guys were knocking down shots. So when I got in the lanes and they double-teamed, they were hedging the screens real hard. So it opened up a lot of scoring opportunities for other guys when I kicked them the ball. They finished plays, so I think tonight we did pretty well.
As far as what Rakeem Christmas can get when Trevor Cooney's hitting those threes, what do you kind of see as the point guard when you can kick it out to Trevor when you have those opportunities to rock? How does that kind of change the dynamic?
For me, it kind of works in my favor because all I have to do is penetrate, get in the lane, and it really helps us when Trevor's on the same side as Rock, because you can't really help off Trevor, but you can't really help off Rock. You can't really help off Rock because they're both scoring threats. So I just got to get in the lane and try to find them, and when I do, they're finishing plays. So we're good.
As far as, you know, having the Virginia Tech game that was close, Georgia Tech, this one obviously you had some separation. What are you learning as you go through the ACC in your first season so far?
Just got to stay aggressive. Got to keep an even keel. Can't get too high, can't get too low. The season comes with a lot of up and downs, but the biggest thing is just keep pushing through it.
You had 7 assists but didn't really take too many shots out there today. Are you trying to be the pass first, shoot second, or is it just when you have that shot, take it? How are you kind of looking at your shot at this point?
Just trying to make the right play. It's not really I'm not really thinking about how many shot attempts I get. Some games is going to be different. Today it just happened to be that when I came off the ball screens, they were hard hedging, so I couldn't really get in the lanes that well. But when I did, I was able to find open teammates. So the guys finished, so we just make the right play. That's all you can really do.
We'll hear from the partners of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media after hearing from Caleb Joseph. And when we come back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, you will hear from Mike Binaje in his second season with the Syracuse Orange, and definitely a bigger role this season. I think that's an understatement. Mike Binaje and I will be talking in just a few moments here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel.
DREISSIG lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DREISSIG lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app. Coming up right now, as promised, Mike Benajay in our one-on-one conversation.
Through the first three games here, obviously a close one, Georgia Tech close, Virginia Tech, you had some separation here. What have you been seeing from these ACC teams so far?
Just competitive, really. Coming at us, we're playing hard back. You know, both teams in these past couple ACC games have been trying to win, and fortunately we came out on top.
As far as your role, you've been asked to do a lot of things. Boeheim going into the season called you a utility guy. How do you kind of see your role right now? Is it still ever-changing for you? Is it fluid at this point?
It's pretty fluid to me. I'm comfortable with my role. And right now, my only focus really is just winning basketball games. So as long as we're winning, I'm happy. I'm sure coach is happy if we're winning. So that's just the focus right now.
Your jump shot, you've obviously shown your range and the ability to knock down more shots this season. What did you really work on as far as mechanics or whatever it may be that has improved that jump shot at this point?
Just being shot ready before I actually get the ball. Whenever I realize I have an opportunity to shoot the ball, I try to get my base set and my legs and try to focus in on the basket. And whenever I'm not in the game, I try to get up some extra shots for myself, for muscles, you know what I'm trying to say? Muscle memory. There you go.
As far as teams that you've gone up against, do you feel like they're kind of respecting you and coming out, or are they still giving you that space to kind of see what you want to do?
I haven't really been focusing on the other team. Some of the threes that I gotten in the ACC so far have been off of double teams on Rock or just a good ball movement. So I'm not sure. Hopefully they'll leave me alone.
As far as Caleb, what have you been able to take away from him? You said he's just looking for the best shot. Some nights he's going to take them. Nights like tonight, he didn't take too many but had seven assists. What have you seen from him, having played, obviously, with Ennis and seen some different sets from what he was able to show you? What do you take from Caleb at this point?
I think he's becoming more comfortable out there. I think he's his trust level with us is definitely rising, and I think the chemistry as well is getting better. So as long as he just continues to improve and we keep doing what we're doing, I think we'll be fine.
We'll take a break here for a few moments. After hearing from Mike Benajay, you will hear from our final Syracuse Orange player, one-on-one, wake-up call with Dan Satora, the only one that has this conversation. I'm talking with Trevor Cooney right here in just a few moments on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
I now bring you my conversation one-on-one with Trevor Cooney, the third-year shooting guard for the Syracuse Orange. Him and I are speaking right here, right now, after Syracuse starts 3-0 in the ACC.
28 points, obviously, offensively, you had it going. It seems like this is something that's happening more often than not, that shot's becoming more and more comfortable for you. What do you attribute to that at this point?
I mean, just the hard work that I put in, you know, man, staying after practice. And I'm just keep doing the same exact thing that I always do. And I'm a routine guy, and I'm just going to keep plugging away. And when you do that, good things happen.
As far as finding your shot and having that quick release, how much is you just creating that, and how much is, you know, your teammates coming off of certain screens? What would you kind of say is that percentage of working it out, that they're doing it for you or you're finding it yourself?
I would say probably 60-40 them and me. I mean, it's my job to keep moving and keep being active on offense. And I know that they're going to be there at such screens. It's my job to use them the right way and just keep moving. I mean, if I just stand there, the screen's no good. So, I mean, it's I just got to keep moving and they're going to find me in good spots. And the bottom line is I just got to keep moving around.
Caleb Joseph, what are you taking away from him at this point in the season? Obviously, he didn't take a lot of shots, had seven assists in this game. You said he's just looking for the best play. What have you taken from him as a point guard?
I think he's I talked to him, and he's slowing it down a little bit, which is good. And I think he's realizing that he can make plays and he can go off the dribble and find the right person. I think he's just doing it more. I think he's getting more comfortable, which is good. And it's tough. I mean, I think college is a tough thing to do, but as you get more comfortable, it becomes a little bit more easier. So I think that's what's going on in his head and with his game.
Trevor Cooney wraps it up. I want to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, for giving us Heads Underwater, which featured my conversation on Rex Ryan getting fired from the Jets, hired by the Buffalo Bills, first coach hired after being fired in this offseason for the 2014-2015 NFL season. As the playoffs go on, coaches are making their changes, the carousel is happening, and Rex Ryan, though his head is underwater, is breathing fine on a better team, in a better position, just needs to get tweaked a little bit, and I think the Blue Collar City can do it for him. And I also want to put a special thanks out to Tyler Roberson, Caleb Joseph, Mike Benajay, and Trevor Cooney for being a part of the show in one-on-one conversations you can only find on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. We'll be back with plenty more. Stay tuned, and you can get it all the time, 24/7, on wakeupcalldt.com. Make sure you become a member. Get your free site press pass on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com. And on the free Wake Up Call DT app, make sure you download it. I thank everyone who has. I thank everybody that's done it in the new year as well. Truly appreciate that. Download the free Wake Up Call DT app. Over 430 shows. You can get it for all Apple products on wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE. And for all Google Play Store users, go into the Google Play Store and search Wake Up Call DT. Very simple. Wake Up Call DT. D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. Over 430 shows. They're free and it's easy. All you have to do is download the Wake Up Call DT app and every single show is right there in your pocket, on your tablet, on your iPad. Wherever you go, whenever it is, you'll always have a show to listen to. Thank you so much for tuning in and helping me to live my dream. I pray and I hope that God will help you to do the same. God bless. I'll talk to you soon and be well.